Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Hi, Mike Greenberg from ESPN. If you are a YouTube TV customer, you could lose access to NFL and NBA games on ESPN and ABC. Don't miss out. Visit keepmynetworks.com to learn more.
If you're a YouTube TV subscriber, you may not have access to the games you want to watch.
Visit keepmynetworks.com for more information.
Poor Julio Rodriguez.
He's having a rough week.
He really is. Just so distressed. That's a promo that ESPN is running on TV, trying to get you to reach out to YouTube TV.
They were trickling in late last night before the deadline, yeah.
Dude, these problems are usually reserved for cable. There haven't been many like big-time streamers where they try to do the gangster thing that ESPN appears to be trying to do publicly with their talent. Wow.
Yeah, and with ESPN, there's a lot going on because they have their direct-to-customer stuff that bundle that they have with Fox Sports that people have seen. So now, like, you go, wait a minute.
Forgot about that thing.
Yeah, ESPN and Fox Sports are working together so that you can buy their product together. And yet we all kind of end up back at cable because then I can kind of have all the things I want in one place. The original bundle is still there.
I played poker last night, as you know. Chauncey Billups was not there, but about
this time,
about 10:45 or so after the Thursday night game had ended, somebody said, "I just put on ESPN," and my host was looking for ESPN on YouTube TV, and he's like, "I can't find it. I don't know. All right, can somebody else look?" And he's like literally handing the remote to somebody else at the table, and nobody could find it. And I didn't know why until I got up this morning and saw the story.
Yeah, it's
ESPN has pulled all their networks, Disney too, like they've pulled their networks from YouTube TV.
Yes. That's what's going on, and you have, like, if you're someone that jumped out the window and you're like, "Oh, this is exactly what I wanted." And we've been talking about the quad box on YouTube TV. I think that their quad box has been great. Like, it's the one that I think most people should use. I had YouTube TV for a few months, and because of everything that was going on with CHSN, I was like, "So wait, for me to be able to watch this, to watch all the stuff that I need to watch, I'm going to have YouTube TV, and I'm going to have to either switch inputs to the antenna or then get their app." And I said, "You know, how about I just go back to Xfinity And I did that, and I am happy.
I've never left Xfinity, and I have all the other streaming services that I need.
Exactly.
And I know I'm paying a lot, but man, I love hitting the C button on Xfinity and going to the sports app and seeing all the games and knowing that I can then just go to whichever one I want.
And now they have MultiView.
Yes, they do.
And you can use that on college football Saturdays or NFL Sundays if you get two in a market or whatever, or your game in Red Zone. I don't know if they've even done that yet.
I was watching Red Zone and the Bears last week.
Tanny, how you feeling, man?
This is not good. I'll just say that. And it's one of those things where it's like, if you talk about this long enough, you'll end up offending a sponsor. So I'm going to try and not do that. Because when you
stop talking about Merck cheese like that.
Oh, no, we'll never say anything bad about Baby Bell or Merck's because we are fully stocked back here.
Yes,
today.
We are.
But it's one of those things where I love YouTube TV, okay? I cut the cord 10 years ago, and we haven't looked back. And yes, it's been clunky with all the different extra apps. Like, I'm looking at my phone right now. You know, you got Apple TV, YouTube TV, Max, you know, the
Prime.
Showtime, Paramount Plus, Prime Video. It's absurd. You know, I got something called Plex, you know, and thank God for Tubi. That's all I got to say, because like sooner or later, that's all I'm going to be watching are movies from the 1970s, because I can't watch anything else on YouTube TV anymore. You know, I said nothing when they yanked MLB Network off of there.
They came from my MLB Network.
Exactly.
I said nothing.
Exactly. Now look it. So, you know, what am I going to have to do? I have to put my antenna in to watch Tanya Babich in the morning. You know what I mean? Like on ABC7, like, because that's being taken away too on YouTube TV. Like the ABC, it's the Disney thing.
Here are the channels.
Prime should still have ABC7 though.
Like, okay, this is what I'm talking about.
Live TV,
I'm sure
it'll have it.
A backdoor way for all this stuff that
probably,
I don't know about.
But
yeah.
That's so complicated. ABC channels, local and national, ESPN, the Disney Channel, FX and Nat Geo are among the channels that are gone along with ESPN.
And, you know, I log on to, because we are Disney Plus subscribers also, because I've got an 11-year-old daughter, so we're always watching stuff on there. So I go to log in on my phone. It's like, oh, maybe I can watch ESPN on this, because I know they have a bundle going on there. And it's like, oh, it's sent a code to my wife's email. So I'm just like, okay, great. So it's another code, another password I forgot. I'm just so tired of all of it, you know? It's absurd.
How many times have you guys had the thing where, like, the wife or the daughter or somebody will text you and say, Xfinity is sending you a code, please?
Or my parents, yeah. We have a shared note on our phones, like, with all of our passwords on it.
That's what you need.
So you have to, you know?
Yeah. I mean, good luck to anybody's parents for figuring this out.
We were all so dumb. The idea of, like, oh, well, there won't be any commercials. I'm watching Gen V last night on Prime, and I love Gen V, and I love the boys. And I'm like, oh, this is like a regular television show commercial break. This is not even, I'm okay with the inserts. You want to do the inserts? And now they have the inserts with the QR codes.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I'm all right with that.
But what you're talking about, man, it happens on Peacock, too. I get like the 120-second countdown. I'm like, that's a two-minute commercial break. I know what that is.
Yeah, I know it looks like less, but it's the same amount of time.
You can count it down all you want. I'm still watching commercials.
So, you know, the thing about this is, you know, we were talking about it in the office before the show, and I was like, you know what? I was telling Alex and Porth, I was like, you know, let's just wait it out because it's a big weekend here, and you wait these things out, and maybe they'll reach a deal before you go jump into getting the cord back in your house. And then I'm like, I'm immediately in conflict tomorrow afternoon when Notre Dame takes on Boston College on ESPN. You know what I mean? So it's like, here we go. It's like one of the things I love doing on the weekends, watching the Irish. And now I got to figure out, you know, maybe on WBBM, you know, the radio home for Notre Dame football.
And right, you're nervous about that game, even though Boston College is not any good.
Yeah, the Holy War is always something to be nervous about, you know? So that's just the thing. Like, it's always something. I know nothing in this country gets cheaper or easier, so we'll find a way to deal with it. But yeah, it's not good times in the house right now.
The easier is Xfinity. It is easier.
I'm with Speed.
I'm considering.
Dude, it is just because you can also have your apps through there. You have to sign in again the first time. But I now watch Hulu and Prime and Apple TV through the Xfinity app. So I'm down. I'm back down to one remote.
And you know? I think if you there are certain packages where if you sign up right now, this is not a commercial for
it
Xfinity.
It really sounds like it. I know, but I am listening intently.
But if you, I believe if you sign up with Xfinity, then there's going to be like a 6 month trial with Peacock for free. So at least you like. I remember doing that when I got. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah,
it's another one I pay for. Because, I was going to watch the John Wayne Gacy show, and yeah. I haven't gotten around to
well,
it.
Well, but at Peacock, I was upset when they stopped giving it to me for free, and I was like, wait, now I have to pay for this? But I have it because I get NBC, all that stuff. It's not as much a commercial for Xfinity for me as it's a commercial for laziness.
Yeah, I've for comfort.
It,
yes.
I've had it, and I've never, like, I thought about it, and I did the math one time, and I realized this math isn't mathing as well as I thought this math would math.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, because...
And then I just got lazy and here I am.
Well, the part of that, on the flip side of that, Speaks, is... You end up getting all of these different streamers because there are different things that you like. And then you're like, well, wait, this already comes with this.
Right.
And that already is with that. Like, am I actually saving any money?
Do you have an Excel spreadsheet for this stuff?
I mean, you kind of have to.
You do
what
have
is
to.
It, the Rocket app that does it for your finances where you can see what, yes. what you're doubling up for? They should have an app that says what streaming services you're doubling up on.
Good luck helping your parents download that one.
Well, that's another thing. My parents cut the cord about a year ago, yeah. So when my dad finds out, like if he doesn't know already, then he's not going to be able to watch The Irish tomorrow
yeah.
also.
No, this is the thing. Like, there should be an app and a way of streamlining that. Think about it. How often do you say into your phone, where is Smile 2 streaming, right? Or whatever movie you want to see.
When I Google something, yeah.
You Google it and you're like, where is it streaming? And it might list places where you could buy it, but you're like, God, I wonder if it's for free any place. I started The Monkey, the Stephen King a movie that Oswald Perkins did. I started that last night. It's free on Hulu. I didn't know. But Xfinity, you can actually says, oh, what are my play options? And it'll tell you where you can watch it for money, where you can watch it for free among stuff you already have.
And again, this They're is doing the not work. A commercial for Xfinity. We're just a bunch of people that are trying to figure out how to watch the sports-a-roo. And now you get to the place of after everything that went on with CHSN, where a lot of people, I think rightfully, took a break. And they was like, okay, this is cool. The White Sox aren't good. I'm not missing out on anything.
Yes.
It might be a while before the Blackhawks are good and the Bulls seem stuck in neutral. And now you go, oh, they got some speed for Connor Bedard, and that team looks better so far. The Bulls are off to a 4-0 start, And I know you bought back in, Tanny.
I did. And I heard that there is another streaming service from one of those companies, no free ads, that actually has CHSN and has ESPN. Because another thing, too, it's like if I go back to the cord, it's like, you outfit all the rooms in your house to have a cable line run through there.
No,
you know what I mean?
No.
Is it not like that anymore?
If you do Xfinity, you can have Xfinity stream, too. So, like, I have one cable box.
Right.
And then the other two TVs in the house
have to be smart TVs.
I put them off of Xfinity Stream.
But those other TVs, the smart TVs, they'll become obsolete within a couple of years. You have to buy a new TV.
But they're only like $100.
Yeah,
so
they're cheap, but you'll have to buy new ones and waste your time that way. Tanny, does this help? Here are four texts offering four different solutions. Does that help
you? Does that help you?
How about Roku TV? No, Apple TV is the best. Nope, DirecTV is the best. Like, so I'm literally, everybody has a different idea.
And that's the thing. I'm sure, I've got all these on my phone and all on my smart TV at home. I'm sure if I just spent 5 minutes on each one, who has that kind of time to research every single one of these options and find out what's best for you? That's the worst part.
But I think that it's so relevant because everyone's going through this and you're making choices and you go, do I really need, I'm a Marvel guy, right? Do I really need the Disney Plus app when the last couple of things that they have thrown at us have not been good? And I don't have any kids, so I'm not watching any of the backlog stuff anyway. And it's like, I'm good on that. Plus, I already have. You know what? When I need to see, the universe works in mysterious ways. When I need to see Infinity War, it magically appears on TNT. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, look at this. Infinity War. Great. I can watch that. Oh, Endgame's going to be on immediately after it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Here's 6 hours of my life that is blocked off, and I know exactly what I'm going to be doing.
Speaking of TNT, I realized that once the NBA games end and I have left the television on or I turn it back on the next morning.
And Charmed is on.
That time of my life is over. I'm not going to just happen to run into Charmed reruns the way that I did because I was watching Inside the NBA and just left the TV where it is. Like, I'm done. Me and Charmed have split up. It's kind of sad.
It is.
I'll be all right.
I think you'll be okay.
Thanks, man.
Tanny, I'm concerned about, though.
Oh, he's in trouble.
Especially for tomorrow. You might have to leave the crib, man.
That's all right. Thankfully, there was that Criterion Collection box set sale for John Cassavetes. So I'll just watch that tomorrow.
Yeah, that Cassavetes movie is probably more uplifting than that game.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of movies, the movie that I was in, One Golden Summer,
yes,
it won. It won the Chicago Film Festival.
Did it really? Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's tremendous. That's the one about Jackie Robinson West. I really want to see it. Is it coming to streaming services soon? Let me ask my remote.
I'm hoping to maybe get a hard copy, and if not, when it comes out, I'll definitely let people know.
Yes.
But I'm very happy with it, and it was just really well done, and
that's
so happy
awesome.
To be a part of it. Like, it's a real, like, full circle moment for me. So,
because you were a kid in Jackie Robinson West.
Won a state championship with Jackie Robinson West.
Incredible. Incredible. That's really cool. Congrats to that film, and I look forward to seeing it on any number of streaming services.
You guys want to get Xfinity in one more time before we hit the break?
No, we're okay, but I do want to get Laziness in one more time. One more commercial for Laziness.
When we come back, we're going to have a little bit of fun with Chuck and Bill. You don't need cable to hear them.
What?
They're next here on The Score.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.